This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, y'all? Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. You happy? You excited? I'm excited. You know, here's the thing about doing radio. I want you to be as excited about hearing radio as I'm excited about doing it. I try to bring energy to the program. And let me tell you, plenty to bring these days because of all the happenings. Failure of Trump Care. Don't worry about that. It'll come. It's coming. I was looking at news reports that said more people are going to not even have options for insurance in some markets. And as soon as they come a crying, Donald Trump's going to go, hey, as soon as the Senate and the Congress do their jobs, we'll make it happen. We can talk about these turncoats in a little bit. These lying skanks. In the military, they call them maggots. That's what they are. The senators who turned on Obama, who made you believe that the Republicans were in charge of the House and the Senate, are nothing but maggots. Yeah, feces-loving maggots. I know. Kevin, why'd you have to go give me the visual? Hey, you get a worse visual every time you see McCain, every time you see Schumer. When you see Lindsey Graham will come on, well, we need to find out about the Russians, and he'll make himself look good. And then you know what he'll do? He'll go vote against something you want because he sides with the maggots. And here's the problem in D.C. These people that have been there a long time, are they priests or are they the Pope? No, they are failed human beings, and everybody's got black book on everybody else. They know whose kids sleeping with who. You know, in other words, these guys are pedophiles. They are the worst scum of the earth. I'm not trying to be, look, I know this is national radio. And you guys are going, you know, Kevin, ooh, this is a tough word. I'm telling you what these people are, folks. They are lying, thieving hypocrites. They are pedophiles. They are wife beaters. They are cop haters. They are murderers. They are everything that you see is in the macrocosm of the world in a very Sodom and Gomorrah-esque location of D.C. And the only difference is they get away with it because they all have black book on each other. And you think they're there to help you. They are not going to help you. The only way they help you is you clean them out. These are embezzlers. These are people that steal at a level that you have no clue. And they'll do it right in front of your face. The green energy stuff that Obama did would land CEOs in prison. There are many things that Obama did that you could go to prison for and should go to prison for. And he's on a lavish vacation. But he's going around the world with his black book telling Angela Merkel and Trudeau and Macron and all these other people, I know all about you. I'm going to undermine Donald Trump because I got all this data on you. The only thing that's going to stop him is Donald Trump has the data, and he's going to say, look, Obama's going to theoretically out you. I have the same data. I could out you, or you could work with me, or you know what we'll do? We'll out him. We'll find out everything about Obama. I will put a FISA order to make sure that we follow this sucker all over the world, and we're going to find out all of his boyfriends. We're going to find out when he goes to Bugger Island and what little boys he wants to, you know, have sex with. We're going to find out that Michelle Obama is into group sex. I'm going to let you know everything about these Obamas, and then you're going to be okay. And then I'm going to go out some other people that know about Obama. I'm going to threaten to out them because we're going to right this ship one way or the other.
That's what I'd be doing. I don't know if Trump's going to do it, but that's what I'd do.
FISA order. I'd be inside of Barack Obama's BlackBerry, his computer, his cell phone. There'd be no way that man could move. I'd have people tailing him everywhere he goes. I'm not talking Secret Service. I'm talking about the sin eaters. Yeah, that's who would be following him. And I'd let everybody know exactly what's going on with these guys. They are lying maggots. And I'll say it again. When I went to military school, that's what your drill instructor called you. Get back in line, you maggot! And that was the worst thing you could be called, was a maggot. Because you know what a maggot is. I know what a maggot is because I had many a bag of grass open up when I worked on the brush truck in that 110-degree alley in Brady, Texas. And the doo-doo from the dog, you know, the grass clippings that people would just mow their dog's crap instead of picking it up. And the maggots would be inside those bags. It looked like a bloated corpse. Some of those bags, you knew you were in trouble because the gases would expand the bags. You were like, oh, Lord, please don't burst. Please don't burst. Oh, it burst. Oh, no. Because once the bag burst, you had to take the shovel and you had to shovel the grass and the nasty stuff into the truck. And while you were dealing with the stench of it, the grass clippings are kind of flying onto your body. You know what I'm saying? I threw up a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, they're maggots. All these DC people that claim they're going to help you, they're not. They don't care about you. And the sad part is they may have tried to care at some point, and then they got blackmailed. And they got think of it this way. You're the new person in jail, in prison. And you're just trying to, you know, make sure you stay out of the blind spots. And people are telling you, yeah, man, you best stay away from them over there, man. They'll grab you, and then three or four of them will have their way with you. Okay, I'm avoid over there. You know, and you're just trying to keep yourself pristine. You know what I'm saying? I'm using, you know, you don't want to be violated. And then one day, you kind of let your guard down. You're all happy because you got a letter from your girl or whatever. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Next thing you know, you find yourself surrounded by four big old dudes. And they have their way with you. And now it's over. People are laughing at you. They're like, huh, got to him. You know? And so, maybe this happens three or four times in whatever period of time you're there. Eventually, you go, it's my turn. I'm going to get somebody. Where's the newbies? I'm going to be in on that crew. Well, let me tell you who the newbies are, folks. It's you. It's always been you. You send good quality people to D.C. thinking they're going to come out smelling like roses. And they don't. They smell like the brush truck, you know, stuff that I had to shovel into that truck. That's what they smell like. It's like I told school administrators when I had to take my kid out of a school, I said, I send you a very well adjusted young man. And you send me home a thug every night. This is not cool. My son should be a good example for the little thugs that you have in your school, but instead of using him as an example, you're letting the thugs rule. And my kid is going to be influenced eventually because of what you do. You're the adults. How about you act like it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is how you can reach us, or you can call the show at 844-551-8255. We appreciate, however you get a hold of us, we always appreciate it. I think most of you will attest, we write you back. If I haven't written you back, or somebody from my staff hasn't contacted you, it's because it got lost. We respond to every single thing we get, and sometimes it takes a while. So we appreciate that. I was talking about Obamacare. I was talking about how many people are impacted by Obamacare, and I was actually shocked at the number, and I'll get more into that in a second, but I want to talk about some people that Obamacare impacted directly. And it's a tragic story that comes out of New York, but it is official, folks. Obamacare kills. Now, I want you to imagine how desperate you have to be to jump out of your building 14 floors up and commit suicide over your health care. Now, I'm going to tell you, I came close. Luckily for me, I'm in a three-story house, and so I got a little bit of sanity. But my cost for Obamacare, my cost for insurance doubled over the 6 years that Obamacare has been in place. And my family, we sat down, we figured it out. It's roughly $30,000 extra that we've spent on healthcare from what we had. And sadly, the service we get under Obamacare is worse. I'm just telling you the truth. We knew our doctors. They knew my son, my youngest son. He would boop, boop, he would just take him in. Oh, how's he doing? We didn't have to, my doctor didn't have to look at his chart. She knew exactly what this kid had. When he was there the last time, good relationship, blah, blah, blah. My regular doctor, hey, Kev, you know, it's about time to get blinkety-blink done. Okay, great. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'd get the stupid test done that they wanted. You know, I'm healthy as a horse. I'm Superman, baby. Anyway, he would check me out and say, no, you're not Superman. You've got a lot of problems. And he'd go prescribe a bunch of things that I'd have to take. But we knew each other. He's my homeboy. He was Jewish, but he's my homeboy. And everything was cool. Melissa's got her doctor. Everybody's happy. And then Obamacare comes in. No, your doctor's out of plan. So we got to get new doctors and all this. And it's just crazy. Your old doctor, yeah, my old doctor, I could call him up and say, hey, look, got a, seems like a little infection somewhere. Can you prescribe a week's worth of amoxicillin? And you say, no problem. And you describe it. He goes, yeah, no problem. It's come to the office, get a script, you're done. No, no office visit, no nothing. Boom, you're out of there. My son got bit by a tick. We thought it was a, well, he did. It would have had Lyme disease because it had the little circle around it and all that. I know it. We know all you got to do is take an antibiotic, and that's the end of that. And go to the, because of the timing of it, we had to go to the emergency room. I said, can you guys just write me a script? Nope. So $450 later, they want me to pay for an emergency visit. $460, to be honest. That was the actual number. I said, well, I came in here and told you what I needed. And what did they do? They finally wrote me a prescription for amoxicillin. So it's a ruse is what it is. And it cost me $30,000. But fortunately, I had the money. I mean, we've been lamenting the price of health care. I remember when we first got our bill and it was like $700. We were like, what? $700? I mean, because I mean, I'm talking about paying for regular health care. We're like $600-$700. You know, so it's $6,000-$7,000 a year, $8,000 a year to have insurance. And we're not using it to that degree. But then it goes to $1,400. And I'm going, what? $1,400? Let's see. That's $16,000 and change, almost $17,000. What are you talking about? I could, it's 3-4 years, you're saving $17,000. You got a lot of dollars in the bank, baby. You see what I'm saying? You can afford to do some other stuff, especially if you can negotiate, but they didn't do that. Long story short, things got desperate for this New York couple. They couldn't afford it, and they decided to end it all. So they committed suicide by jumping off of a New York City rooftop together in desperation over their inability to afford health care. It happened early Friday morning of last week in the Murray Hill neighborhood of Manhattan, a block from the Empire State Building. You could have watched it yourself if you'd been there. 53-year-old man, 50-year-old woman, jumped from a 14-story commercial building on the corner of Madison Avenue and 33rd Street at 5:45 a.m. Bodies covered with white sheets when the police arrived at the scene and they shut down the block to investigate. But hey, there is good news. Jumping off of a building to your death is covered by Obamacare. And the further good news is the legislation's death panels seem to be working. See, you're not going to hear this story in the fake news. They're not going to tell you about the horrific outcomes of Obamacare. They won't tell you of the millions of Americans who now hate their health care plans. My hands up. The millions of Americans who are afraid to go to the doctor. See, it's one thing that the premium skyrocketed. It's another to have to deal with the deductibles. That's what got me. And when I had to do this emergency room thing, the lady goes, well, you're like $1,200 away from your maximum on your deductible, so you're almost about to start using it for free. Really? So I've almost hit the $4,000 that I could start using it for free. I've already paid you almost $12,000, $13,000, whatever, $17,000 of insurance. Well, it wasn't that much by the time we went, but you know, half of what I'm using, the $1,400 a month for whatever number of months I've been paying that, and now the deductible, and you're trying to give me a rose petal here. Here's your rose petal. Here's your silver lining, Kevin. Let me tell you something, folks. The cost of Obamacare are like passing kidney stones. Only Obamacare hurts worse. And here's a fun fact for you. Since Obamacare provisions extended insurance coverage, the death rate has substantially increased by more than 20,000 deaths per year. But they tell you everybody wants it. It's saving lives. It's not. Obamacare's cost, and this is a study that was done, 20,000 deaths per year so far that they can account for. Anyway, the couple left behind suicide notes in a Ziploc bag, and it included their IDs. But the police didn't release their names because they're Democrats. They're registered Democrats. They voted for Obama. He killed these people. The man left behind a note and it read, "We both have medical issues. We just can't afford the health care." And now the taxpayers of New York are going to have to, take care of this couple's kids. They have kids. And they didn't say how many. One of the woman's notes said, "Our kids are upstairs. Please take care of them." I want you to understand. I want to put you into the situation of empathy where you ask yourself, what does it take for a 53-year-old man and a 50-year-old woman to decide they're going to jump off of a building and leave their children behind and commit suicide? What would it take for you to do that? That's the level of desperation that Obamacare has created. And these sucky Republicans can't sell that. They can't sell the concept of this legislation killing people. Shame on them, man. That's why I can't say they are not warriors. They don't know anything about protecting you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, some of these stories that you see, seriously, they're mind-blowing for so many reasons. And this one that I'm about to tell you, I promise you, and I've got my own little angles on it and different things, but I promise you, it's going to make you think some really cool ideas about culture and race and crime and drugs and, you know, political leadership and all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you, my mind was racing as I saw this story. And it was, I see this line of people outside of a house. And it reminded me of black folks lining up to get Jordans. And my nephew coming over to my house saying, Uncle Kevin, can I get that BB gun pistol that I lent you to shoot squirrels so I can go get my Jordans later? And I was like, what are you going to do with that? He goes, I just need to represent, you know, that I've got a gun. And I'm thinking to myself, my nephew's going to go get sneakers, get in line to get his sneakers that he's already paid for, and he's got to take a gun to get them because somebody might try to steal them. He's got a front to go get sneakers, people. Something that you white folks just go to, hey, I'll meet you down at DSW, or I'll meet you over at the Foot Locker, and we'll go get ourselves some sneakers. You know, now look, I understand Jordans are tough to get and all that, which I find just unbelievable that people line up to get these tennis shoes, $200 tennis shoes, mostly young black men not at work, lining up to get these shoes and running the gauntlet of possible death to do it. Anyway, I see this line, and I'm floored. And the first thing I thought is, see, this is a line Democrats can handle. It's a line into a guy's drug house. He sells heroin. He's a drug dealer. And that's the type of capitalist that the Democrats condone. They hate you for building your business in your garage and, you know, running a little retail outlet or whatever and making a success out of that and paying your taxes and employing a few people. They hate you. They want you to have a certain number of blacks, a certain number of Guatemalan midgets, a certain number of women, you name it. But this drug dealer, he doesn't employ any white people. He doesn't employ the only women he employs maybe cut his dope, and with heroin, it's not necessary. You know, I'm just saying, he has no EEOC guidelines, and they freaking love his business. They do. And leftists, let me tell you, if you have one on that you like, and you say, Kevin, I'll debate you on this, get them on the phone. 844-551-8255. It is an open invitation for me to whoop the head of the most intellectual leftist you've ever met in your life. And in fact, have them bring a friend if they need the moral support. Or have them bring two friends if they need to be carried out on a stretcher. Because I'm telling you, you cannot win an argument with me over this stuff. They love the criminal. And I know this for a fact. I'm not even, there's no speculation. Oh, Kevin, the mayor, he really wants to get tough on crime. Nonsense. The mayor will get tough on some crime. Some crime he will look the other way. Some of the criminals, the most vicious criminals in cities, are very good friends with their mayors. The mayors know them personally. The police chief knows them. Don't talk to me about it. Who's the dude that owned El Pollo or whatever in Breaking Bad, or the Loco Chicken or something? I'm just telling you, they know these people. So these people are lined up outside this drug dealer's house like they're waiting on concert tickets or Apple newest release of the iPhone, and they're there for drugs. Unbelievable. Anyway, let me let you hear the clip.
On Wednesday afternoon, a photo showing a lineup of people outside of a North Lawndale home in Chicago made its rounds on the internet. While the line might look similar to that of a sneaker or iPhone release, it was actually for heroin. The Chicago Sun-Times is reporting that 33-year-old James Triplett had the group of people waiting outside of his home in broad daylight, which has got to be the dumbest way to get caught for selling drugs. Triplett, who also goes by Trell, is currently being charged with drug conspiracy and, if convicted, faces a minimum of 10 years in prison. In addition to Triplett, 42 others are also being faced with drug charges for distributing heroin in the North Lawndale neighborhood of the west side of Chicago. According to the DEA, the heroin had been brought in from Mexico and generated approximately $3 million in sales each year. Authorities on the scene confiscated a total of 12 guns, $50,000 in cash, half a kilo of heroin, and more than half a kilo of cocaine. Several other homes were also raided, along with three stash houses and two cars, including a 2014 Maserati Gran Turismo. Back in March, ABC News reported that the amount of deaths caused by heroin has tripled since 2010. DEA agent Dennis Wichern, who is working on the case, noted that every day one person in Chicago dies from a heroin overdose.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You got to see this picture. It's dozens of people in a very visible area, and they're just in line like it's a Russian food line or, you know, a Russian line for vodka and toilet paper. It's crazy, except they're all black. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. The Democrats' handiwork at play. A bunch of black zombies just standing there. Waiting in line. And you know what? Nobody bothering anybody. I'll give them credit for that. Everybody just like, oof, I just bide my time. I'll get up there and get my hair on. That's heroin for you white people. Even more shocking is the fact that neither the drug dealer nor these zombies even care that what they're doing is illegal and that it's wide out in the open. Wide out in the open. Cars driving by. If you see the video, I mean, there's a picture and you can see the cars in it. It's on a relatively busy street. It's just unbelievable, folks. This is what the culture. I'm not saying black culture is all this way, but I've never seen anything close to this in any other ethnicity ever. I know there's a lot of meth heads in Missouri where I live. I've never seen them lined up. It's just, it's bizarre. Anyway, the article continues. The Fed said Triplett's supplier sometimes put the heroin in bags with logos that included green Playboy bunnies, Hershey Kisses, basketballs, Batman, black pandas, or purple ladies. And I don't even know, okay, great. Why are you telling us what they put the heroin in? I mean, what does that have to do with the story? He's a heroin dealer who's got a flourishing business. Let me put it to you this way. The black businesses, the legit businesses in his community, don't exist. The people who roll the dice in his community are Koreans, Pakistanis, you know, other Middle Easterners, maybe the occasional Mexican, but there's no black businesses in that area. Nothing significant. So this dude has the most thriving business. I mean, I don't care day or night, you name it. Come rain, come shine, come sleet, come hail, come fierce Chicago wind. Those people are out there, those crackheads looking for, not crackheads, heroin addicts looking for their fix. They call it Heroin Highway, where he's located. Heroin Highway. It's got a nickname. Let me ask you, you want to live there? What do you think the housing values are on Heroin Highway? You think they're going to put a Starbucks over there? What do you think they put over there? What kind of businesses? What environment can you picture? If you say third world or war-torn Iraq or Syria, maybe you get an idea. And this guy, he's going to get charged with, they say he could face up to 10 years in prison, 10 years, for making zombies out of his own people. They arrested 32 people in all, confiscated, I love this when they tell you this, he confiscated 12 guns, $50,000 in cash. I want you to picture the squalor that this dude's living in on Heroin Highway. He's got 50 grand in cash just sitting there. And let me tell you something else. That's not all the money he has. He's got some stashed. 50 grand. How much could you put your hands on right now if you had to? Somebody put a gun to your head and said, I've got your kid. I've kidnapped him. There's no way for you to get him back unless you pay a certain amount of money. What could you put your hands on? This guy's got 50K laying around. They said he had nearly half a kilogram of heroin, more than half a kilogram of cocaine. They searched several homes, three stash houses, seized two cars in this 2014 Maserati that you can bet he paid cash for. He owns the houses. He paid cash for them. They're nothing. He got them on the cheap. But let me ask you this. It's a nice bust. Really? You think that's a big bust? You think he's the kingpin of Chicago selling dope with $50,000 cash and a, you know, half a kilo of heroin, half a kilo of cocaine? Do you think Rahm Emanuel really cares? Pure political theater, folks. That's all this is. What the Democrats should do is make drug dealers' homes voter registration locations or precincts. Then they could also function as Planned Parenthood clinics and churches. Or why not add a barbecue joint, a bail bondsman, and a host of other businesses in an effort to give black leftist zombies one-stop shopping?
There are some real shenanigans going on.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Smoking, that's good for your teeth, man. I smoked ever since I was a kid. I always remember smoking, you know? One day I remember as a little kid, I was like 8 years old, and I was behind my garage. I was sneaking a cigarette back there, and my dad caught me. I'll never forget it. His big head came around the corner of the garage. There was my dad's big head. And then his body, right after it, there was his body. Trailing his head as it often would. And he grabbed me, and he hauled me in. And I thought I was in for the strapping of my life, you know? What he did is he pulled out this giant cigar. Must have been half the size of my arm, this big cigar. Stuck it in my mouth, lit it up, made me smoke it all the way through, right to the end. That's when I started smoking cigars real heavy.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Norm MacDonald and Funny Man, Saturday Night Live. And hadn't been around in a while. But the reason why I played that clip is I want to talk about Norm because he's been back in the news. He did an interview recently where he was asked various questions about what's going on in politics. And he's a pseudo-political. I like his comedy. And I don't know his politics. I really don't. I can only presume he's a... You know, he's been in Hollywood a long time. He's, you know, died in the... He's been around the disease of leftism. It's tough not to catch it. But he says he couldn't believe the overdramatic opening of the SNL sketch right after the election with Kate McKinnon somberly playing the piano and singing as Hillary. He says he thought it was absurd that Hillary's loss would be someone died. And, anyway, it was a very revealing interview in so many ways. He says, did you see that? And this wasn't even a tragedy. Just the guy got elected. They opened the show with Kate McKinnon singing Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. He says, and I was sad Cohen died. I love Leonard Cohen. But at the end, Kate McKinnon says, I'm going to get through this, and so are you. The actual quote was, I'm not giving up, and neither should you. And I was like, what the F are we getting through? That a man was duly elected president? What, are you crazy? Now, I'm going to stop there for a second, because what I will tell you is when Barack Obama got elected, many people, especially the second time, oh my gosh, many people lost their minds. I know I probably had the least, one of the craziest reactions, because all I said at the time, I remember when I got up the next morning, and when I found out Romney had was going to lose, not that, you know, I'm kind of happy in a way that he did. But I got up the next day and I made the declaration, I'm never following anybody else going forward. I hit for that whatever length of time from 2009 through 2012, I had said, Republicans, do you want to work with me? Tea Party people, do you want to work with me? Public, do you want to work with me? And I looked for direction because I was a relative ingenue in all of this. And I was like, you know, somebody, you know, I'm so willing. And I know many of you felt this way. You had put in a lot of time from 2009, from the beginning of the Tea Party movement. You were like, let's do it. And in 2010, we crushed them. So in 2012, we just knew we were going to get that win. And we were going, let's do it. Come on. Who wants me? Where do you want me to? And you were volunteering. You were all over the place. If I could take the energy from 2009 through 2010 and put it into anything that I'm doing right now, we would have this movement on steroids. There'd be nobody that could touch us. But you know what happened between 2009 and 2012? People squandered all that passion and emotion. It crushed them in 2012 when Barack Obama was not defeated. Forget the win of 2010. That put wind in their sails. 2010 to 2012, we thought we were going to walk through that thing. And whether we did or we didn't, I still believe there were some shenanigans. People were willing to cheat for Obama because they said, oh, he deserves a second time. He didn't have enough time. You remember that was the big catchphrase. He needs more time. So they gave it to him. And what did he do? In 2014, we kicked their butt again. But by this time, that passion, that energy had begun to wane. Jenny Beth Martin, the leader of the Tea Party, was effectless. She was completely, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, didn't do a thing for you. Did not represent you. She feathered her nest, gave herself a $500,000 salary, runs around the country going, I'm somebody, you know, waving with her pageant girl wave and doing nothing for you. And many of you fell off. I could tell you patriots that were hardworking that the first 2 to 4 years in this thing, they gave it all. They sacrificed jobs. They sacrificed family. I could go on. And now, you don't even want to take your call. They're like, man, shoot, I just got politicked out, Kev, man. And I'm like, wow, dude, I wish I could take that energy you had for that first 2-4 years. Yeah, man, I'm just done. Whew. And so we finally get where we want to be. We get the guy in office that we've needed for all this time. And you know what's happened? Our energy's gone. It's been drained. Some of us are there, you know, the diehards, but the people that should see what's really going on, that group of people that was willing to go at the grassroots and re-energize, I don't see those folks as much anymore. Oh, Kevin, the days of rallies are over. The days of rallies are not over. You should have a rally, and each of those rallies should be nothing but panel discussions where you bring up panels around taxes. You bring up panels around immigration. You bring up panels around refugee resettlement. You bring up panels around race relations in America. You bring up panels around health care. And you let all these rallies, these millions of people who want to be a part of it, understand the real position from experts in their areas. And you'd have rallies of 5, 10,000, 100,000 people because you'd be effectively Twittering, if you will. You'd be tweeting through rallies. See, a rally to get up and let a bunch of people speak isn't the way it's going to go. But to have a 45-minute discussion around four different topics, I'd go to that rally. I'd go to that event. I'd go to that amphitheater. I'd go to that arena. I'd go wherever you wanted me if we're going to talk about real issues and we're going to get it out there and we're going to invite people to come hear it. And we're going to point the finger at the left. And see, what's happening right now is the left thinks they're winning. They're trying to lampoon Donald Trump. And I want to go back to McDonald. He says, at first I seriously thought she meant Leonard Cohen's death. And I was like, well, I can get through that. I can get through anything. I got through my own father's death. You think I can't get through a man getting elected president of the United States? It was so absurd. For some reason, she was the one that was supposed to let me know that it's all right to go on. Go on as if nothing happened, nothing exploded. So he says, how did he feel about SNL doing Trump after the election with Alec Baldwin mocking Trump? And McDonald said, all the satire was helping Trump. You know what's funny about satire? It's supposed to hurt you. When we lampoon the left, it crushes them. When they lampoon Trump, he gets stronger. You want to know why? You can't lampoon what's right. It doesn't feel right. But you can lampoon the left. They didn't lampoon Barack Obama on anything. Do you know that when Snowden released all the stuff from the NSA? First of all, what a brilliant dude. I don't know if you watched the movie Snowden. The guy was a freaking... He's wicked smart, to use the terms they use in Boston. He's terribly smart. He was uniquely qualified to go after the Chinese. He was the reason why we made such real incursions into the Chinese hackers. And he thought under Obama that Obama was going to do what he said and fix all this stuff and not let this stuff explode, this data explosion occur. Barack Obama took what George Bush did and he put it on steroids. Snowden couldn't believe it. He was shocked by it. And that's why he exposed the secrets. People don't believe it. You know what Obama calls Snowden? One of the most amazing developers of spy software, spyware in the world. He called him a hacker. He's a hacker. He's a hacker who worked at the deepest levels of the CIA and the NSA and developed products that you wouldn't even believe would blow your mind. And he finally said, you know what? This will allow the government to become all powerful. And that's why he leaked it. And the media says nothing. They don't fault Barack Obama for Snowden. Snowden wouldn't have done what he'd done if Obama had lived up to his promises and says, we are going to be transparent. That's why he did it. I was shocked to learn that. The guy is a hero. I don't care what anybody tells you. Snowden is a hero. Don't misunderstand me. I like that our government was the one leading the charge in some of these other things, but I'm telling you, Snowden's a hero. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.